When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Right now, the big story continues to be the extraordinary damage wreaked on Florida by Hurricane Ian. It's going to be a long road back for these people. If you're looking for a way to help, we've got a list of charities pinned to our Twitter account at Colbert Late Show. You can go there. Please give generously. We hope the state of Florida gets back to normal soon, because in Florida, normal is still very strange. Which is why we enjoy making so many jokes about that state. And it's so important to get these people the food, the water, the shelter, whatever they need to get back on their feet, not only because it's the right thing to do, but because my graphics team has a mock-up of an alligator doing meth on a jet ski, just burning a hole in their pocket. Today, President Biden flew down to Florida and met with Florida governor and man who learned how to stand from a men's room sign, Ron DeSantis. Governor DeSantis has been touring damaged areas to let the residents know they're not forgotten. And one thing that few will ever forget is the white knee-high boots he was sporting. Looks a little less governor on the go and more like governor of the go-go's. President Biden and Governor DeSantis put aside their politics and appeared together to let Floridians know that help is on the way. And the governor kicked things off by making the extent of the damage very clear.
These storms come, they're on the horizon. You kind of project, hey, it could be really bad. Oftentimes, it doesn't necessarily get to that level. Well, this was the full Monty.
Some may question whether a comedy about fully nude male strippers is the most appropriate way to refer to a natural disaster. But keep in mind, anytime you look at a map of Florida, you're getting the full Monty. Now, President Biden spoke next, and it was a heartwarming speech about unity, recovery, and strength. But I gotta point out, at no point did he throw paper towels into a desperate crowd, raising the troubling question, is Biden too old to ricochet a roll of brawny off a pensioner's noggin? Well, after the speech, you gotta ask. After the speech, the president was greeted by Fort Myers Beach Mayor Ray Murphy and was caught saying this to the mayor on a hot mic.
No one
Okay. Okay, you applaud, but I think it is wrong for CBS to make me bleep that. up the coast in Georgia, scandal still surrounds GOP Senate candidate and neck with a side order of head, Herschel Walker. This week, the Daily Beast reported that Walker, who has been vocally anti-abortion, paid for his girlfriend to have an abortion back in 2009. Now we've learned GOP knew about Walker's complete hypocrisy for a long time, but their reaction ran the gamut from, this abortion thing I heard, having more kids than he was copping to, I heard. I had heard about the alleged liabilities, to, it's not gonna come out. Oh, yeah, we knew about all of it, the secret kids, the abortion cover-up, the backyard pit where he makes toddlers fight raccoons for sport. Oh, you guys hadn't heard about that one yet? That's not gonna come out. And even if it does, sometimes the toddlers win. They generally did not seem too worried because, as another strategist put it, Herschel Walker is just a wealthy, famous football player who is obviously spreading his seed. Just spreading his seed. His sex is unsafe. He will not part of it, his child's life. But GOP is standing by their man, especially former Speaker of the House and current puckered sphincter, Newt Gingrich. Gingrich went on the Fox News last night to defend Walker.
You know, he's been through a long, tough period. He had a lot of concussions coming out of football. He suffered PTSD.
See? Walker isn't a bad guy. He's just had so many concussions, he can't possibly be held accountable for his actions. You know, a senator. Also, da-da-da-da. Also, PTSD isn't the acronym you're looking for, Newt. Unless you think it means probably three secret daughters. And because it's the GOP, Gingrich had to bring up the man upstairs.
I think he's a remarkable person. I think he's the most important Senate candidate in the country because he'll do more to change the Senate just by the sheer presence, by his confidence, by his deep commitment to Christ.
Yes. Who could be more committed to Christ? Certainly not his opponent, the Honorable Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock, pastor of the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, spiritual home of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Saying Walker is more Christian than Warnock is like saying you're more into baseball than Mr. Met. His head is a baseball, and he still hasn't had as many concussions as Herschel Walker. Over in, what's the state? Wisconsin. We got a surprising admission from Republican senator and ghost doomed to haunt a La Quinta Inn, Ron Johnson. As we have known for a while now, on the morning of January 6th, Senator Johnson's staff attempted to deliver to Vice President Mike Pence lists of fake electors who would then be used as part of their plot to overturn the election. Johnson has repeatedly denied any involvement, but yesterday he acknowledged texting with the former president's attorney on January 6th. Well, here's something no one's ever said before. It looks like Ron Johnson knew what he was doing. This is pretty damning, but Ron John, as the TikTokers call him, claims he had no choice here, saying, what would you do if you got a text from the attorney for the president of the United States? Smash my phone, change my name, and burn off my fingertips with a curling iron? Ronson said he had to respond to it. And anyway, he couldn't have done that much conspiracy because the entire episode lasted about an hour. You can do lots of illegal stuff in a short period of time, Senator. Your Honor, I plead not guilty. I was only stabbing him for about an hour. Plus, Senator Johnson says he didn't know the contents of the package the former president's attorney wanted him to deliver. So Johnson's just an unwitting courier of illegal contraband. Yes, I swallowed those 15 balloons, but I didn't know they were full of heroin. I just thought there was a 6-year-old's birthday party in my stomach. Oh, we also got a new little snippet of crazy from Georgia representative and cursed doll fashioned from Silly Putty and Hate, Marjorie Taylor Greene. At a recent rally in Michigan, Greene rallied against Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg for promoting electric vehicles.
But Democrats like Pete Buttigieg want to emasculate the way we drive.
He thinks electric cars should use the same bathrooms as gas-powered cars. I'm sorry, I'm a lady and I don't drive stick. You know what that means? I have no idea what that means. There's no way to make that mean anything. Buttigieg, clap back.
I literally don't even understand what that means. I mean, my sense of manhood is not connected to whether my vehicle is fueled by gasoline or whether it's fueled by electricity.
Sounds like a guy who never connected his manhood to his car. That's how I check my oil level. Nature's dipstick. Over in Ukraine, Russians continue to have their asses handed to them on a bed of pickled cabbage. It's got some... It's gotten some people worried that a cornered Putin may resort to using a tactical nuclear weapon. But the people of Ukraine are saying, screw that, literally, because some Ukrainians are responding to the threat of nukes by organizing an orgy. Well, yeah, that's what we all plan to do. It's all in that Cold War PSA, suck and cover. More than... Sure. What's the name of the turtle? What's the turtle's name? More than 15,000 people have already signed up for the orgy, which is set to take place on a hillside of Kyiv with the intention to head there in the event of a nuclear attack, as opposed to finding the nearest bunker. I get it. I mean, with the bombs falling, why kiss your ass goodbye when you could have somebody else do it? We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
My first guest is the chief medical advisor to the president, whose level-headed guidance has taken us through the pandemic. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Thank you.
Doctor. Good. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I've had an opportunity to talk to you, but never in person. This is awfully nice.
It is.
It's only over the Zoom.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We've become a Zoom society.
We have. But there's nothing beats the tactile sensation. Uh-huh. Ooh, somebody works out. There you go. The Fauci guns. First of all, thank you so much for your 54 years of service to the federal government and our health system.
Thank you.
I know it's going to come to an end. At least your federal service is coming to an end. But while we still got you here, we can still pick your brain. I want to ask you some things about this pandemic I've heard so much about.
Okay.
President Biden said recently the pandemic is over. It doesn't feel over. For instance, Jim, we got a shot of this. This audience right here, everybody here is still in their masks right here, just for an abundance of safety.
Yeah.
So as you can see, every night I come out here, it doesn't feel over to me. When will it feel over?
You know, it'll feel over in the real sense when it gets to such a low level in society that it doesn't disrupt the social order the way it is here, requiring people to wear masks, all kinds of things like that. What the president was referring to is that the very acute fulminant stage of the outbreak, when we were getting 900,000 cases a day and 3,000 to 4,000 deaths, that's not where we are right now. We're way down in cases, but we're also way down in deaths. But the level that we're at, Stephen, is not really acceptable. I don't feel comfortable at all with saying we can live with 400 deaths a day. We have got to get the level of infection and the level of deaths and hospitalizations far, far lower so that it is not eradicated. We're not going to completely get rid of this, but we want to get it to a level that's so low it just doesn't disrupt society.
Now, one of the things that we've all noticed over the last 2-3 years is that basically it's like 2 months of badness, 2 months right. of a little bit better, 2 months of badness. I feel like we're going back into a 2 months of badness because we have more people out at this show. Like, we still test here, make sure, try to keep a safe environment. And we've got people, you know, out this week that we haven't had in a long time. Are we going to see this cold weather wave again this year?
You know, we might. I have to be perfectly honest with you. We might, hopefully.
You could lie and make me feel better.
Well, no. But hopefully.
It works for politicians.
Hopefully, given the number of people who have already been infected, plus the people who have been vaccinated, and we hope they'll get their updated BA5 bivalent soon for people who were eligible, and almost everybody's eligible for it, that you will get a dampening of effect. This virus is so unique, unlike anything we've experienced, where you get the continued emergence of variants that tend to elude the general protection that you would get from a vaccine or from a prior infection. Not completely, but just enough to diminish the level of protection. Then you wind up going into a winter season when most people would spend a lot of time indoors, and any respiratory infection, no matter what it is, always does better for the virus when you're indoors in the cold weather. The way we can mollify that, make sure it doesn't get out of hand, is just go out and get vaccinated. We have 68% of our population is vaccinated, and only one half of those have gotten at least one boost. If you compare us to the other countries in the world, we are down in the ranking of vaccination, even below some low and middle income countries. So we've got to do better if we want to get back to a normality.
Well, so you've been at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease for 40 years now, something like that?
54, but...
54 at NIAID?
Yeah.
And, oh, okay.
And I've been the director for 38.
Okay, a director for 38 years. But in 2020, I mean, you went through some very tumultuous times. You were at the forefront of the United States trying to confront the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s and the 1990s. But 2020 was different than anything else. You became
Absolutely.
The center of a media and a political firestorm for what seemed to me pretty cogent advice to the American people. How do you weather that kind of maelstrom?
Well, Stephen, you just have to focus on what your job is. And my job as a scientist and a physician and a public health official was to do whatever we can from a scientific standpoint, like developing the vaccine, to getting the messages to people about getting vaccinated. And what you need to do is just focus like a laser on what your job is. And my job is to do whatever I can to protect the health and the welfare of the American public and indirectly for the rest of the world, because we're a leader in public health. And all that other stuff is noise. I mean, the slings and the arrows and all that kind of thing. You just got to put that aside as noise and not pay attention to it.
Let's talk about some of the confusion that came out over the last few years. I think I've asked you about this, but I want to check in one more time. Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID, and it could be dangerous.
Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, did it do anything?
No.
No. So people who hoarded that?
No.
No reason to have done that. Okay.
Right.
Just checking.
Just, you got it.
For a friend.
You got it right.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Dr. Anthony Fauci, everybody. Stick around.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world...
It's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Well, you're America's doctor. And a lot of people have questions about the ongoing pandemic, some of my staff here. So if you don't mind, I'd like to give you some rapid-fire questions, get some rapid-fire answers.
Got it.
Something we're calling doctor's orders. All right, Dr. Fauci, can you get a flu shot and a booster shot together at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Short answer, how often will we be getting boosted for the rest of our lives?
We don't know that. You have to be perfectly honest. We would hope that you do not have to do that, but if we have to do that at least for the next few years until this gets so low, it's essentially a non-entity, it is conceivable that we might have to get a regular booster similar to what we do with influenza.
Okay, how can people safely gather for the holidays?
Well, there are a number of ways. First of all, get vaccinated, encourage the people, your family and your friends who you're gonna be interacting with at the holidays to get vaccinated.
How do you convince friends or family members who will not get vaccinated. Let's say I have someone I love very much,
right,
and who I do not judge them for not right. doing this, but I just worry them. I worry so much right. about them for not doing it, because if they have, you know, they have other conditions, and if they got this, right. it would be terrible for them. What's the argument here?
Well, the argument is you look at the data, and the data are absolutely crystal clear.
Is the science in on whether the vaccine is safe?
Oh, without a doubt. It's been given to billions of people in billions of doses. So there's no doubt. Safety is off the table. There's no doubt it's safe. But the important point is that if you reason with people and show the statistics of the number of hospitalizations and deaths among unvaccinated people compared to people who are vaccinated and up to date on their booster, the curves go hospitalization and death for people unvaccinated, hospitalization and deaths for people who are vaccinated. To have people just look at the data, that's not going to convince everybody. But for people who at least put a little bit stock in data, they should understand that.
When should we still be wearing masks?
You know, it really depends on the level of dynamics of virus in the community. You know, the CDC shows in their color coding whether it's high, medium, or low. If you are in a situation where the level of virus is really very low from the standpoint of circulation in the community, then you could probably get away and possibly wear a mask if you are a person at a high risk. It really depends. If you are in an area where there's virus that the dynamics is red hot, then when you're in an indoor congregate setting, you should follow the CDC recommendations about wearing a mask.
If you are infected, is there anything you can do to help avoid chances of long COVID?
Well, first of all, if you get vaccinated and then wind up getting infected, the data clearly show now that the likelihood of your getting long COVID is markedly diminished compared to an unvaccinated person. So what you can preemptively do is get vaccinated. Hopefully you won't get infected. But if you do, you'll diminish the chance of getting long COVID.
And how much do you enjoy testifying before Congress?
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. National Geographic made a documentary about you, and I was honored when I heard that a clip of us talking about you was included in it. I'd like to watch it right now to see what we contributed to the narrative while our country was facing this time of crisis. Jim?
People magazine, there's a petition to make you sexiest man alive because people say brains are sexy. I'm wondering what your family thinks about all of this.
It's really kind of crazy. We try not to pay attention to that and just focus on the responsibility and the job that we have. That's the most important thing, not that other stuff.
That is so humble and so sexy. Jim, can we put Fauci back up? Can we get a wider shot? Oh, yeah, the National Institutes of Hotness. Just try to stay 6 feet away. We have to take a little break here to pay the bills, but we'll be right back with more Dr. Anthony Fauci, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Doctor, we were talking about, the booster shots a little bit earlier, and I haven't gotten the latest booster shot. What is it?
The latest is a very specific shot directed at the currently circulating variant, and that's BA5.
BA5,
it's a hybrid. It has part the BA5 and part the older original vaccine.
Okay, and how How do you become eligible for that? Am I eligible?
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you had it?
I haven't had it yet. I'm due for it because I got infected about 3 months ago, and the recommendation is if you've gotten infected, wait 3 months and then get a booster. So I'm actually eligible to get the booster.
Do you want to go? We have a drugstore down the street. Do you want to go get the... There's a right down the street. Do you want to go get the booster right now?
Can we? If we can,
It's my show. We can do anything we want. Jimmy, let's do it. Come on, doctor. Let's go. Let's get a booster shot. Come on. There we go. Watch your step. Watch your step right there. Hello. Hello, good to see you. All right. Let's go out here. There you go. There you go. Close the door. There you go. All right. Let's go. Right down here on the corner. Now, you grew up in Brooklyn, right?
I did.
Could I hear your best, hey, I'm walking here?
Hey, I'm walking here.
totally believable. How about can you give me a forget about it?
Forget about it.
That's right. There you go. Very nice. Are you worried at all about the new booster?
No.
No?
No.
Are you worried? You're not worried that the 5G chip that it puts in you is going to interfere with the 3G chip from the last one?
Bill Gates and I decided we're going to take the chips out now. We're not going to...
Oh, really? Oh. How used to needles are you?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Have you had any Botox? Because
no.
At 81, you look fantastic. You can't tell me this is natural. Let me know if you need some condoms. I'll ask for you. Okay? Oh, spooky season is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
All right, you're a doctor. What is the healthiest candy I can get?
Certainly, with all due respect to the brand names here, yep. None of them.
Well, Skittles, obviously. It's a fruit. It's a great source of fruit flavor.
And also a lot of sugar.
There, and that gives you power to get things done.
Right.
Right? What was your go-to candy
as
a kid? Kit Kat, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they have these when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They had Kit Kat?
Yep. Kit Kat and malt balls. Where's malt
Do you like
balls?
Baby Ruth?
No, it's too sticky.
Too sticky. Did you know Babe Ruth?
No, I didn't. No, you didn't know Babe Ruth. I'm not that old, Steve.
All right, sorry. Do you have a costume for Halloween yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Now, I know you want to convince people to go get this shot, right?
Right.
That it's a cool thing to do.
Right.
Okay. What could be more compelling than getting the shot with a pair of sexy kitten ears on?
You look wonderful, Steve.
Thank you, doctor. Just put these on. I'm not asking to say meow meow or lick your paw. Just look in the camera and say, don't forget to go get your booster. That's all. This is really going to sell it.
Only if you're with me, Steve.
I 100%. All right. Okay, right?
Don't forget to get your booster.
Oh, here, right here. How about sunglasses? Do you want to try those on? Get a pair of these.
Are we cool?
Yeah, we're cool. This is cool. Go get shot. It's dope. Stay in school. You can have these if you want. All right. There you go. Hello, good afternoon. I was wondering whether I could set my friend up here with a COVID booster shot.
Absolutely. Have a seat.
Great. There
Thank
you go.
You.
Okay. It's okay to be scared.
Hold my hand?
I will. It's okay to be scared. Real men cry. You think he's nervous to give Anthony Fauci a shot?
He probably is. I hope he doesn't faint. Hi there.
Hey.
I just need to ask you a few questions.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a COVID vaccination before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you have any untoward reactions to that vaccination?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And have you been infected before?
I have.
How long ago was that?
A little bit over 3 months.
Okay.
3 months.
Everything checks out. Let's get you vaccinated.
All right, let's do it.
I'm sitting right here, and no one's asking me any questions. I had COVID, too. No one cares. Oh, let's see those guns. Let's see those famous Fauci guns. You work out? Do you lift, bro?
You know, I work out, but only from the waist down.
that's pretty good. Yeah, those are good tries.
Just have a seat for me.
All right, there you go. Are you nervous to give Anthony Fauci a shot?
I've done this plenty of times.
But it's Anthony Fauci. Are you nervous? That's like pouring a drink for Jack Daniels.
You're right.
Are you nervous to give this man a shot?
He's actually only the third most famous person I've vaccinated.
Who's the most famous person you vaccinated?
Take a deep breath in for me.
Who is the most famous person?
That's it?
There's the moment.
There you go.
Okay, who's the most famous person you've vaccinated?
I can't tell you.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You
can
are
you give
all
me
done.
A hint? Hold on 1 second. Can you give me a hint?
So the ask is that you hang out for about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
And we'll see how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I take care. It.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, you've got the injection.
How we're
you,
good.
How are you feeling now?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
No swelling of anything?
No.
Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend wanted me to ask you a question about side effects.
No, they're fine.
Because if they swell too much, yeah. You won't be able to take your pants off. Dr. Fauci, thank you so much. You've been so good.
It's been worth the trip.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Anthony Fauci, fully inoculated and boosted. If you want to stay as healthy as this guy, head to vaccines.gov to find booster shots near you. Dr. Anthony Fauci, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.